Right, let's all read our children's text, because it's actually two verses. We're reading from 1 Kings chapter 19. Doesn't matter what version you're reading from, just join us. And we're looking at verse 9 and verse 10. And in my version, it begins with the word and it ends with the word away. And there's a lot of words in between. So do support me as we read these two verses together. It's a rather long for one child to read it all to himself or herself. So let's go. 1 Kings 19, verses 9 and 10. Are we ready? Get set, go. Ready? And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Right, some of you were reading, some of you were, well, you weren't reading, but that wasn't too bad. Now, whenever I come back from holidays, this is what happens. People say to me, Pastor, I'm sure you've come back with all sorts of wonderful stories. And this, of course, makes my holiday miserable, because when other people are enjoying themselves, I have to be looking around for these wonderful stories. But I have got a story back from holiday this morning. I don't know whether it's wonderful or not. It's a rather strange story. I've got a little envelope in my hand. Thanks to my wife, in this envelope, there are two little, rather insignificant leaves. So I'll just hold them against the envelope, so that, keep them separated, so that you can see them. You see them all right? Two little leaves. Now, they are copper beech leaves, and they're not much to them, really. They're just two little leaves. Now, when I was a little boy, a long, long, long time ago, where I lived, there were not many trees. I lived in industrial Motherwell. It wasn't mountains and heather, it was chimney stacks and coal mines. And in the streets where I lived as a boy, trees didn't grow in abundance. They were very rare. We climbed lampposts. We didn't climb trees. But there was a little tree, and I remember it from I was lower than this pulpit. Just a little chap, I remember this tree. It grew at the end of our building, a building we shared with 30 other people, by the way. And after that, there was a shed and a big contractor's yard, and it was a little copper beech tree. And there it was, with very little sunlight, and not another tree beside it, just growing away. And to see it, you had to peer through the slats of a fence, and there was the little copper beech tree. Now, I liked that tree. I wouldn't go so far to say as I loved the tree, but I liked it. There was something nice about that little tree and all those grey buildings, especially when it was raining, and those shiny, slaty roofs. There was this little copper beech tree growing all by itself. When I went back to Scotland this time, we spent a day or two in Hamilton. And while other people were doing other things, I took the car and I went up to Motherwell. And when I got to the place where I was brought up, everything is totally changed. All the houses are gone and new houses have been built. And there are little avenues with many trees. I thought to myself, I wonder where that copper beech has gone. I hadn't seen it for a long, long time. So I took very careful measurements. Walked so many paces this way and walked so many paces that way. And then I said, if that copper beech tree was still alive, it would be here. And it was there. It was there. Still a copper beech. Not very big. Not very impressive. all the other trees looking much smarter in their foliage. But I looked at it, and I saw some initials carved on it, here and there. And I knew it was my little copper beech tree. You'll be thinking I've grown into a sentimentalist. I haven't. But I took two leaves of it, and I brought them home. And I thought to myself, you know, there are many people like that. They're all alone. They're Christians. But they keep on growing and keep on serving. And then eventually, other Christians join them. And they're not alone. But during the hours of being alone, they've served the Lord faithfully. Because like that little beech tree, the roots are right down deep into the Savior. Elijah thought he was alone. And sometimes he was alone physically, but one day God said to him, Elijah, you're not alone. There are other Christians. There are 7,000 people who serve me. Cheer up! And even when you feel alone, remember, I'm with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. I hope no one ever cuts down my little beech tree, because it grew when it was alone, and it grew until others came to join it. Perhaps there's somebody in my congregation this morning, and you're a bit lonely. Where you work, where you live, where you study, at school, you could be the only Christian. Keep your roots down into the Savior. Keep serving him. You're not really alone, of course. There are many others. But even when you feel alone, say, I'm going to go on serving him. I'm going to go on trusting him. And one day, I'll know I've been doing the right thing, and God will bless me for it.